Oh, hey, friends, this sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Shime, your guy Dave, this weekend, Boston Calling. Are you going?
I am not. Is that going to get rained out? Is that like a thing?
No. Rain or shine when it comes to
concerts, right?
A festival and a concert.
Yeah. Shime's going to see Dave next week in Virginia.
No, I'm also very excited. OAR announced yesterday tickets officially on sale for their performance. I think it's like June 3rd or something here in Boston at the MGM Fenway.
When you're at a Dave show, do you ever tee up the hacky sack and miss it?
Nope. I've actually, I'll be honest, never hacky sacked in my life.
I can't believe you're not going.
Yeah.
There's some good Sublime is playing, and there's some really, really good acts, Shime. I can't believe you're not going to go see Dave. You love him.
I know. It's tough. I got some stuff going on this weekend. So.
Okay. We are going to get to They Said It momentarily. Real quick, my lead. If you own an NFL franchise, can you just declare it to be the favorite of Americans everywhere? Or is there some kind of a ruling that is required on that? Marjorie Harris, who is one of the owners of the Washington Commanders, said this yesterday.
We have so much to look forward to. And look, the Commanders are America's team. And so what better place to have the NFL draft than in the mall?
Okay.
I think she forgot about the Cowboys that are in her division.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Yeah. I mean, does Congress need to rule on it? Or, I mean, it's been America's team in Dallas.
Yeah.
Since I was a child. Yeah. I mean, can you just declare your team, the Commanders, to be America's team?
No, I don't think so. Well, I mean, if you're talking about the draft in particular, like you could say, you know, the main spot for America, like the country's, you know, center, heart.
I understand that Washington, D.C. is the headquarters of our government.
Right.
And, patriotism, perhaps, and such, but I don't think you can just say that without a ruling, at least by the other NFL owners.
Knowing Jerry Jones, he probably trademarked America's team.
He probably did.
Might want to be careful there.
Was she going to get hit with a cease and desist?
Oh, yeah.
Can I also, if we're going to talk about banning other people from saying things, can we stop with, like, Commander Nation or, like, there's Raider Nation and Red Sox Nation.
And that's it.
That's it. Not Patriot Nation, not Celtic Nation, not Yankee Nation. There's two. Every time a team is discussed, you say nation. It's not how it works.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, finally, those are our leads. Shime, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They said it, brought to you by Ketch's Law. They are honoring, finally, those who built this city. Those who drive, those who construct, those who care for others at our hospitals and medical institutions, those who get the food where we need the food to be. So please nominate somebody when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com as one who has helped to build this city. Where do you want to start this morning, Sean?
Yeah, Greg, let's begin with Garrett Crochet, who was pulled after 5 1/3 last night. And he wasn't, didn't seem entirely thrilled about it. Had a back and forth with reporters, so the cut's a little long. But here was Garrett Crochet talking about getting pulled and kind of his reaction.
I wasn't made aware of it before the game, thankfully. That's the last thing I want on my mind when I'm, you know, going out there ready to lay it all on the line. I have a lot of love and respect and trust in the front office and the coaching staff here. So if that's their call, you know, I'm going to respect that.
So when he came out to get you there, I could tell you were a little frustrated, but what was the conversation like there?
Yeah, I was frustrated. Just wanted, you know, a chance to pick up my teammates, be in the bullpen. They've obviously, you know, worked really hard this series, and I wanted to try and keep them out of it as much as possible.
Is it annoying that it comes on a day after the bullpen went 11 innings?
So it's tough. You know, looking my teammates in the eye following in a game, I'd like to think, or I'd like to be able to, you know, do that after laying it all on the line. It is what it is. So, you know, not my call. I throw into the ball. It's taken out of my hand. I respect their decision. That's really all there is to it.
You kind of, I guess, appreciate that they're looking out for you the way they are, and try, you know, because it's not sort of a traditional build-up.
Yeah, but I mean, 32 starts through 146 innings. It's, you know, I feel like I'm built up for it. You know, I've thrown 100 pitches. I don't know how many times this season. If I had to throw out a guess, I'd say 6, 7. So I like to think that I'm built up for that workload at this point. You know, obviously the focus is on being healthy in October, which I understand. But, you know, my focus right now is, you know, looking out for my teammates, trying to pick up slack when there needs to be. And if I'm going to be, you know, the starting pitcher that we're looking towards right now, it's, I want to go out there and lead the league in innings. You know, I want to throw as many innings as possible. So
I love the guy, but you know, so what do you pull him at 85?
Something like that.
I mean,
he was wailing and dailing.
Yeah. And if he looks good and he wants to stay in there, let him stay in there.
And especially
like, and you're not going to get to October if you don't win some more baseball.
Right.
Games.
Especially in a game where, you know, it's 1-1. And this is an opportunity for you to sweep a series, which you haven't done all season long. And he's, you could tell he's cruising. And what you do is you say, okay, at least we'll give him to the seventh, right? He wasn't in trouble because I think he just struck out Soto. And then that's when they pulled him. So he wasn't in trouble. It wasn't like, you know, he's starting to get touched a little bit. You let him go until he starts to get, all right, he's getting a little bit of trouble. Maybe we pull him. And it just, I don't know why they did that. I don't know why Cora did it. Like you said, he's somebody who said, like, I can go 100 innings. Yeah. Like, it's nothing.
And Cora, we all love him. I love the guy. But the Red Sox
pitches,
lead.
100 innings.
No, 100 pitches. Yeah, 100.
The Red Sox lead the league in one-run losses. And if we're going to, you know, criticize coaches in close games for not doing the right thing, last night defied logic. That you were doing that with your bullpen, even if your bullpen wasn't taxed, it's silly to take him out at 85 pitches. But given what that sweep would have meant, an opportunity to get a little momentum, such a big mistake by Cora.
Well, and was it yesterday afternoon on the afternoon show where Cora was saying he wanted him to go 6 or 7, I believe? So, I don't know. Interesting.
Yeah.
What's next, Shine?
Well, speaking of Alex Cora on the afternoon show, Greg, he was on with the afternoon program yesterday. He responded. He was given the opportunity to respond to his critics for the whole thing about going to his daughter's graduation and missing time. And here was Alex Cora.
People talk about my sacrifices as a manager. Yeah. Missing a soccer game, missing whatever, you know, whatever she had going back home in Puerto Rico. How about the sacrifices she has made over 22 years because your dad is a public figure and he's a baseball player and he's a baseball coach, right? There's a lot of sacrifices, you know, and for me, kind of like pay it forward. You know, and, you know, hopefully we have to do it again for grad school. And then, I don't know, the twins are 7. So whenever they graduate from high school, I will go to that one. I don't know if I'm going to be managing. If I'm managing, I'm going to that one. And then I'll do the same thing. We all have families. We all have principles. This is my job. This is not my life. My life is my family. And she wanted us to be together. So we did that and we had a blast. You know, I cannot change the mindset of people, you know. I'm just me, you know. And you know, for those who didn't like it, well, you know, I'm not gonna try to change their mind. I'm just gonna keep living my life.
Wow,
I love him.
Good for him.
Yes,
it is. It's kind of mind blowing to me, because I know Curtis was saying it, but I didn't realize there were so many people, you know, in the media or whoever he's talking about that were criticizing him for missing one of 162 in May.
People criticize guys when their wife goes into labor. And they.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
And they're missing a game.
Yeah, but like, not really during the regular season. Like, all right, I get it in the playoffs if that's something that happens. Like, I get where, like, somebody will criticize a guy in the postseason. I mean, I did it myself with Tuukka Rask when he, you know, was leaving the bubble to go home to his daughter. And obviously,
yeah,
we don't,
he did.
Yeah, we don't know the situation, but, you know, it made it seem like she was all good and, she, you know, everything was good. So I get the criticism of a guy in the playoffs. I just don't get the criticism of a guy like in the regular season.
And they won. Like, why? It's crazy that we're still having a discussion about it.
And
like,
I didn't realize there was that many people. I thought it was just Curtis.
No, there were a lot.
I was like, all right. And I'm like, damn, Cora really must be listening if he said, you know what? I'm going right after that Curtis fellow on the radio. I didn't realize it, but.
Yeah. I would say this. Nope. I won't speak for anybody else because I don't know what other people said. Of course you go to the graduation. Every time. And if you were playing in Kansas City and the graduation was at Boston College, you miss the game. You come here. You spend the day and you go back, meet the team the next day. What I was just saying, it was shocking to me when I saw it because of the time of the commencement, where the commencement was, where his office is. It's simple. That's all. I don't think he's a bad guy. I also don't know if he's a good father because he went to the graduation. Like that, nobody knows how he is as a father. He seems like a nice guy, but he's certainly the posts on Instagram and what he's been saying. He says he doesn't care about it. He certainly does.
Yeah, but if you were the manager of the Red Sox, Curtis, which I think you'd be qualified to do, and James is graduating from college, and James says to you, hey, Dad, I'd really like for you to take the entire day. Mm-hmm. I know graduation ends at 2, but I would like to do a dinner all family together. You wouldn't say no to James.
I would say, James, that's a great idea. Let's do it at 9:30, or we'll do it tomorrow. Have fun with mom and the kids and your classmates. Like, I I'm with James every second of my life. I leave work. I'm with him from 10 a.m. until he goes to sleep. I will not feel guilty later on saying that I wasn't there because I'm there every day.
Maybe they have unlimited flex days over there now, and we just don't know about it. I mean, we should ask Sam Kennedy about that at 9.
It's just my honest reaction to seeing the story. I know it's, you know, popular to say, oh, look at me. I'm a virtue signaling great person because I celebrate it. When I saw the story, it struck me as odd. That's all. I don't think he's a bad guy. Shouldn't go to jail. Seems like a nice gentleman.
What's next, Shime?
Well, Greg, let's pivot over to football. The tush push, as we talked about earlier, was not banned by the NFL owners. It lost at a 22-10 vote. I know Wiggy wants you to be able to kind of change the rule a little bit so that defenders can push each other too and allow for an even playing field. Well, one defender, former defender in the NFL, Booger McFarland, happy that the tush push is still around. Here was Booger yesterday.
I'm extremely happy that it's still around. I was one of the ones that's been against it, guys. I think that if you look at the play, number one, everybody has the opportunity to do it in the National Football League. We've seen the Buffalo Bills try to do it with some success with Josh Allen. But everyone could do this play if they want to. And I thought it would really be unfair to punish the Eagles because they have perfected this play based on their quarterback and his physical structure and how strong he is and based on how good their offensive line is. I get it. It's a quote-unquote dangerous play based on what may happen, but until I see some injury data of something that has happened, I'm going to be where I am now, which is in favor of the tush push moving on.
All right. You know what? I can't wait till we talk to Ninko tomorrow because I think he might be against it where
– Ninkovich is – he wanted it banned.
Yeah, he might be. I thought when we talked to him before, because of the defense having an unfair advantage. All right, if you want to keep the tush push – here's what I would recommend. Those two guys that are behind them can't push the quarterback. Why can't you do that? Why can you why the two guys that are behind the quarterback, if your quarterback is that strong and that's his, you know, ability that other quarterbacks don't have, then guess what? What's he need help from two other guys pushing him for? Then just go with the regular quarterback sneak that we've seen for 80 years. The advantage is, it's not that the quarterback is that strong. That plays into it. But the advantage is the two guys that are pushing the quarterback and pushing the offensive line. So if you don't give the defense that same advantage, then just say, hey, we're not going to remove the tush push. You just can't push the quarterback.
But if every other team did this, Wiggy, the NFL would then just outlaw it. So, like, if you really want to get it outlawed because you think it's, like, a boarding play or you hate it and you don't think it's a football play, every team in the NFL should be doing this, and yet there's only one that
no,
does
no,
it successfully.
But why? So,
if you want the Eagles to be penalized for figuring a way to do something that is has been allowed in the league and to do it better than anybody else. That doesn't seem right.
I don't think Lamar Jackson should be able to run for first downs because my quarterback can't do that.
I don't know if it's
I don't think Jaden Daniels should be able to run on fourth down. He had a higher success rate than the tush push last year.
I don't know if it's
the Commanders shouldn't be able to go for it on fourth and three because they're successful overwhelmingly.
I don't know if it's been allowed because I think that I can't remember when I played. You couldn't push or carry the running back.
Yeah, the rule changed, Wiggy, after you played. I think it was like the mid to late 2000s that rule changed.
Yeah, so the advantage is, and I'm not saying you're taking away from the game. You're just giving the advantage to the offense because he's being pushed by two other guys. Why can't he do the push?
Every other rule in the NFL is geared towards the offense, Wiggy. Like, what do you expect? Of course, it's geared towards the offense.
That's what I'm trying to help out the defense.
But, Wiggy, if just all the people in Boston right now that are ripping the fact that the league didn't ban it, if the Patriots were executing a tush push, 100% of the people in the sound of my voice would say the other team should learn how to stop it.
100%. Yeah. If Cam Newton was still the quarterback, like, and that's what they were doing, 100%.
Point out where I'm wrong there, Wiggs.
That is, they said it, quick back and forth on everything they said yesterday in sports. And Wiggy brought it up. Rob Ninkovich will be with us tomorrow morning at the Lobster Trap. So we'll get to ask him about this and other things, this Patriots season, all of that. And you will get to hang out with Rob Ninkovich tomorrow morning. And with actor... rapper Slane, who is going to be with us tomorrow as well. News with Courtney coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.